This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Catherine.
Good evening. Are you having a hell of a time? Are you twisting a few panties, a pair of pants, and jocks? Are you serious? That was the response? Here, let me go one better. Are you getting any? Thank you. I feel so much safer. It was one of the reasons why Reagan made me so nervous. I just knew he wasn't getting anything. Without further ado, I am going to concede the stage to our fabulous, wonderful, unexpected, amazing MC, Miss Karen, from that direction. Yes.
Wait. Come back.
Come back.
Look, see, we coordinated. We walk alike, we talk alike, sometimes we even dress alike. What a crazy pair. Bonus points for anybody who's old enough to remember the Patty Duke Show.
Yes. And then we simply say, no.
May I take a picture?
Wait a minute. Let's do it right. Look, I dropped two sizes that bad.
Okay, I'd like to thank the people that did my spray tan, because I was terrified that I was going to come here and look like one of the walkers beyond the wall from Game of Thrones. Airbrushing is my friend. Absolutely, airbrushing is my friend.
Winter is coming.
Oh, honey, zombie winter wouldn't die. It wouldn't die. We'd get, like, some randomly decent weather, and we'd be like, whew, yeah, and then back from the dead winter would come again. It was horrible. But I promised myself that once the evil winter finally did die, that I wasn't going to bitch about the heat. No, here's... And that's fine, because you didn't make that promise to yourself. That's the promise I made to myself, and I have to remember that I don't have to shovel the hot. I don't have a problem driving in the hot.
You can shovel the shit.
Oh, honey, have you met me? I've been shoveling shit for years. Were you not here when I was on stage yesterday?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kitten Chaos. Well, now we know who took my space the day they taught how to walk in high heels. I was cutting school and smoking dope. She took my spot. So I wear flats. It's all good. I have no grace and no balance. And while me stumbling and breaking a hip would be funny for you, not so much with the comedy for me. So our charming and delightful judges, you met them all yesterday. We will introduce them all again today because we can and because they're judges. And not that we're all not judgmental, but they have score sheets. It's important that we make that distinction. Our head judge, the charming and delightful Sir David Labriola. And the boots. Oh, my freaking God, the boots. We will be talking more about the boots. There are many boots. There are only these boots. Yes, there are many others like them, but these are the boots. The charming and delightful Ms. Rhonda. My new con crush, Master Cecil. Our mystery judge, Master Bear. All right. And the ever adorable, charming, pokety, 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 Dakota. And our technical bootblack judges. Yes, they are technical. Yes, they are bootblacks. Yes, they are judges. Katie Diamond. Dale. And theatrical toy. Our charming and delightful judge's slave, Melissa. And the wonderful tally masters, Chrissy and Melissa, Frolic on Fame. Okay, now, Tank, come on up here. See, because I have the power of the microphone, I can fix stuff. And because he's really pretty. Yes.
Come tell everybody about all the wonderfulness that is ABW.
Thank you, Auntie Karen. Hi, I'm Tank, and I apologize for my tardiness. I was being a good service dog. I was helping people get to the event. That's what I do. So thank you for being here, everybody, and thank you to our host, Southeast Leather Fest. This is my second Southeast Leather Fest, and I'm thrilled to be here. And to tell you about ABW, American Brotherhood Weekend is hosted in Chicago, Illinois, and that's going to be Columbus Day Weekend, which is the 11th, 12th, and 13th this year. And we do this at the Leather Archives and Museum, and our host bar is Touche. And yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Oh, hi. There you are. Cool. There are like so many people I want to say
shiny.
Hi to. Yeah, puppies. It happens. So, but we're very excited. This is the 20th anniversary of our women's contest, which is amazing. Yeah. We're very excited, and we are very excited to have you there. So you can check us out on Eventbrite. Early registration is currently in effect. The prices will eventually go up. So check out Eventbrite. There is an event page on Facebook. I've started it, so if we're friends on Facebook, you can find it through my page or through American Brotherhood Weekend's page. If you have any questions, I'll be around all day tomorrow. I'll be around through the evening. Later I'll be bartending at the Eagle. But we're very happy to be here supporting Southeast Leather Fest. So thank you for having us.
Yay! I fixed it. That makes me happy now. And we're really, really excited that all of you are here and that you get to participate in the contest. You had the tutorial on how the digital scoring app thing deal works. There's probably a technical term for it, but we'll just go with digital scoring app thing deal, because I can. All right. So now when it's time for you to electronically participate, in addition to, you know, actually participating, when digital participation is required, shazam, that will show up. So check the screens. They'll tell you the number to send your text to and the code for your score and all that other fun stuff. And let's actually start the contest, shall we? Yes. All right. Big round of applause for Slave Pat, who's competing for Miss Southeast Leather Fest and her fantasy. Once again, direct your attention to the screens and they will give you all the information that you need to vote. Yes, this is one of those digital participation portions of the show. So translate the applause into numbers and digitally send them out in inconvenience electrons. Or something. Yes. Clock is ticking. We have 3 minutes to do the inconveniencing of electrons. I'm fascinated by Florentine flogging because I can't do it. I don't have the hand-eye coordination to do something different with my right hand that I do with my left hand. I can't do that. So the way that I get around that is rubber chickens. No, it's chicken Florentine. I did. Yeah, chicken Florentine. People want to know what's in my toy bag, and it's chickens and monkeys and hammers. Oh, my. I have a monkey of nine tails that was made out of flying screaming monkeys. Yeah. Yeah, and it makes like little screechy howler monkey noises. Yeah, so it's... I have no toys with me because I did this carry-on. Yeah, but chickens and monkeys and hammers. And sometimes I take spinach and put them inside the beaks of the rubber chickens, and then it really is chicken Florentine. What? Oh, come on. Everybody can do floggers and canes, and I've been doing this for a minute, so it was like, what else is percussive? Rubber chickens. Oh, they hurt like a son of a bitch. Their little beaks hurt. The little plastic feet are really stingy. It's some nasty shit.
Wait, what?
Monkeys and chickens and hammers. Oh, my.
I thought they said carrot at the end of that.
No. 25 seconds. Okay. Anybody still digitally futzing with the... Okay. Well, anyway. So 25 more seconds. And so have you guys been to the vendor alleys? Yeah. Very, very tempting. Very, very tempting. All kinds of shiny, yummy goodness in the vendor alleys. Oh, my stars. The only thing that has saved me is that I got here in a carry-on bag.
Really?
No, seriously, I did.
You were in the carry-on bag?
No, no, no. I mean, rather than, like, ship steamer trunks of stage clothes, I wanted to see whether or not I could actually do it. And I did it with a small rolling suitcase and a briefcase. That's all I came here with. Because I wanted to, I have done it before, but not usually at events where I have to stand on stage and look fabulous. But I got lucky because the dresses are made out of jersey knit and I could roll them up and stuff them in the suitcase. They don't take up that much room in the carry-on bag, believe it or not. You'd think that they would, but yeah, two pairs of lashes, two stage appearances, and bang, I was done. And we're done with voting. Yay! So make sure you stop by and check out the vendors, all right? And are you digging the parties and all the different meetups and all the different opportunities for social interaction? Is that crazy cool? Yes? We have some wonderful, wonderful hosts this year for Southeast Leatherfest. They've planned and executed parties and meet and greets and discussions and readings and all kinds of fabulous stuff all weekend long. So when I call your name, please stand so that we can acknowledge you with thunderous applause and tell you that we appreciate what you've done. Happy Puppy, Nevco, Lord Kalick, Southeast Conference of Clubs, Queer Leather Atlanta, Eric Pride, Sarah, Sir Loki, Capricorn Witch and Heather S., Mast, Parachick, Primal Essence, Boy Dave, Master Dan, Laura Antoniou, and he of the fabulous and amazing boots, Sir David Labriola. We have surprises in store for you. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. And we're contested. Yay. Oh, hey, guess what? Now our bootblack contestant is going to come out here and do his speech. Okay, so give him your attention and your applause and give a big round of applause for Blackjack.
Good evening. I'm a boy who loves the feel of leather in his hands, the smell of pine tar and beeswax in my nose. First time I opened a can of polish in 2008, I flashed back to 1978 and watching the wonderful world of Disney and watching my dad shine his shoes. Fast forward to 2014, and every time I look at a pair of shoes, I wonder if they realize that they need to be taken care of. Do they clean them? Do they condition them? Do they need a shine? It's not a fetish. It's something that I think about every day. It's the love to pass on, the passion that I feel in my heart, the energy that I share with the people who sit in my chair. Sharing their story, feeling their energy as I massage the skin, and just loving the fact that I'm passing this skill on to the next generation. So let's get our black on, or brown, or white, or cordovan, or whatever color you want to sport, and let's make some leather love. Thank you.
So we talked about surprises, and some of the surprises are auction things. Check this out. So these are Sir David Labriola's Wesco boots. Hey, the pair he was willing to sacrifice for the sea monkeys. Because I got tired of saying, it's for the children. Fuck the children, it's for the sea monkeys. No, because they got mad. So it's for the sea monkeys.
The boots are actually a pair from my private collection. I'm a little bit of a boot whore. I have just a tad. As of right now, when these are gone, there will be 87 pairs of boots in the boot room. One of the last times I ever wore these boots were at Daddy's Bar, where I came out in 19-something. 70-something. I want to auction these off so that someone may enjoy them as much as I have in my journey. I actually, one of the last times I ever wore them was in 2000 when I competed on stage for the International Mr. Drummer Contest. So to the lucky bidder and the winner, please enjoy these boots as much as I have and make some history in them like I have. They are size 11 and a half. Red, D width, which is... I'm sorry. Do I have any 13s? I do.
Well, you know, Conrad, we could always do this kind of really hot foot binding scene. Oh, no, you probably wouldn't consent to that, would you?
I'm going
to
interject real quickly. I would really like to thank KD and Theatrical Toy for actually lacing me into these fabulous boots that I have on this evening. These two are two of the most amazing bootblacks I have ever met in my entire life, and I thank you. And actually, Toy, the boots that I had on last night were acquired, and Toy actually brought them back to life, so I'd say thank you.
Yes, the boots that he's currently wearing tonight go all the way up to his testicles.
Would you like to see them?
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Yes, they go all the way up to his nuts. Yeah, there's a step. You're going to need it. Not so much with the bending. Those are crazy cool.
I have this.
Okay. See, this is a birth defect. This was supposed to have been my dick.
This is a fetish. This is my dick. And this is my fetish.
Right? No, this was supposed to have been my dick. I would have been IML
twice.
Down in here.
All right, well, mine are the ear. So bring it on. Thank you.
All right, so I need some house lights and I need some bids for these fabulous boots. All right, 150. Who'll give me 200? Really? Come on. It's for the sea monkeys.
Can you put it on plastic?
Do we have a square? Can we do that? Do we take plastic money? Can we make that work, Catherine?
We can have auction.
All right. Okay, yes, we can take plastic money. Thank you very much. 175. Who'll give me 200? 200. Thank you very much. 225. 225. I have 200. Who'll give me 225? I have 200. Who'll give me 225? Really? $450. $450 is the retail value of those boots. And then you can't really actually put a dollar value on the history and everything that goes with them and the places that they've been and the stories that go along with them that I'm sure Sir David would be more than happy to tell you. Yeah, not to mention the DNA samples.
50,000 drummers.
Oh, my God, 50,000 drummers. Yeah, I mean...
I can honestly say... Wait. I can honestly say that I'm a former Mr. Drummer, and in my title year, we did 3 spreads. Those boots are in one of my spreads in the magazine in the year 2000.
There you go. Bonus points if you can find the boots in the Drummer magazine and don't get distracted by everything else. Oh, my stars. And then the DNA samples for the Boys from Brazil project that you may or may not be working on in your basement laboratory. We're at $200. We're at $200. Who'll give me $225? $200. Who'll give me $225? $225? $250? All right. $250? $272? You're fucking with me because I was an English major, right? Okay. Okay. $272. All right. $272. Okay. $275. Are we going to go 277 and a half? 300? Okay, now we're at 300. 336. Karen, my bid is the circumference of a square divided by pi. Fuck off. I know. Yes, they were just brought back to life by Theatrical Toy last week. So they have been loved on and...
If it helps at all, I licked them a lot. A lot.
She's a giver like that.
And then again.
Thank you. There we go. Extra points for lots of licking. Okay, where are we at with the bids now? You have some kind of weird... 336. He has some kind of weird mathematical equation. 350. No, he's 350. That's why I'm looking at you going some other mathematical equation. 352. Okay. 360. 363. Because there's a 3 on one end and a 6 in the middle. 422. All right. Fantastic. $422 going once, $422 going twice.
Yes!
Sold. Okay. So remember, I told you there were surprises, right? I have something that. This is the last one of Laura Antoniou, charming and delightful, very dear friend of mine who, like, you know, drinks coffee and makes shit up and is really, really freaking good at it. Amen. Oh, my God, really, really good at it. Did a wristband with a USB that contains digital information, and they were sold, and so there's one left. And this digital wristband contains... The Marketplace, The Slave, The Trainer, The Academy, The Reunion, No Safe Words, which is the fan fiction anthologies, Themes from The Marketplace, which is Laura's short stories, Cinema Erotica and The Catalyst, which was the very first book of SM stories, Muscle Band, which is a gay SM gym novel, Shop Stud, which is gay short stories, two Christmas stories, a cookbook with Laura's brisket recipe... The first chapter of The Killer Wore Leather, the first two chapters of The Inheritor, yet to be published, and a Chris Parker pin, which has been out of stock for how long?
2 years.
2 years. Okay, the reason why we're doing this is because there's going to be a Kickstarter campaign to get The Inheritor published. I really want to read this. Like, I want to read it so bad I could scream. So, but we have to get it to press. There has to be a distributor, so there's a whole Kickstarter thing. So I thought, well, you guys love all Laura's stuff. This would be a great way to start the Kickstarter. So, who will give me a bid on this?
$200. $200. $250. $300. $300. $350. $350.
$373. Somebody else have a number? Not divisible by seven? $422 again. Okay. $422. $450. Thank you very much. $450. $477. Don't make me have to make a phone call about you. $477. $500. Yes. Thank you, Ganesha. $500 is my current bid. $500 going once. $515. $525. $535. Again, numbers I can divide. $535. $550. $560. Okay, $578. Is that your bid? $578. God, I hate math. I do. I hate math. It makes my brain hurt. $578. $578 going once. $578 going twice. Sold for $578. And Wow, you want to talk about a piece of history? You want to talk about something that's really absolutely amazing and very, very limited in its edition. This is a framed Southeast Leatherfest poster signed by all of the board members in 2013, including Kyle and Joel. It is number one of four. This is the only poster like this. Only one. Who will give me an opening bid? $400? $40? Okay, thank you very much. Really? $40? $50? $100? Thank you very much. $100? $150? All right, I'll hold this contest hostage. I don't care. I got nothing but time. My flight doesn't leave till 4 o'clock tomorrow. How long do you want to sit here and sweat your nuts up?
I'm perfectly comfortable.
$100. That's the bid I've got. $100? Come on. Really? This goes to the title holders. This is, you know, part of their travel fund. So if you want them to come and, you know, be in the region, you can't buy plane tickets with charm. I've tried. What? $125. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. $125 is the current bid. $150? $150? Bueller? Bueller? $150? I've got $125. Who'll give me $150? I've got $125. Who'll give me $150? $125? Going once? $125 going twice? Sold for $125. Thank you very much. Ooh. Yay, more hotware. This is going to be fun. See, you guys were nice and you played with me, and so now I am going to reward you with hotware and pop questions and word association games. This will be fun. All right, that's okay. I remember. We will start out with Master Kevin and Slave Fairy for their hotware and pop question. Come on down. Okay, so here you go. We'll do this. We'll start with you, just, you know, cuz. And we'll start with the word association game. Your word is asparagus. What's the first word that comes to your mouth?
Pervertible.
All right. Aardvark.
Tasty.
Chicken.
5 to 10.
Wet.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, his question is, what's important for the kinky world to know about mastery, and why is it important for them to know?
Why is it important for the kinky world to know about mastery? And why is it important for them to know that? It's important for the kinky world to know about mastery so that they can understand the depth and the amount of time and devotion that we put into everything that we do to take care of our slaves so that we can be given the obedience that we earn from them.
Okay, now we're going to play a word association game.
Sounds
ready?
Like fun.
Asparagus.
Yummy.
Chicken.
Head cut off.
Aardvark.
Pirate. Aardvark.
Okay. And what?
Me.
Okay. Pickett's question. Okay. Envelope fisting.
What about slavery?
Okay.
Reach right into your heart and compels you to serve personally. Slavery, the thing about slavery that reaches into my heart is knowing that he has accepted complete responsibility, because that's huge. And it touches my heart to know that I can give him my surrender and obedience, because that is how I love. And to have a relationship where I can love the way that is natural to my heart is so huge to me.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys very much. And now turn your attentions to the screen, and it is now time for what I'm jokingly starting to refer to as digital participation. Thank you both very much. Yay, digital participation. We have 3 minutes for voting. Yay, 3 minutes for voting. Da 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 da. I can? Okay, good. Then that's what I'm going to do. So now I'm going to introduce another piece of entertainment, which is actually really frighteningly funny. I have had the opportunity to hear this individual before. I laughed so hard I thought I was going to wet myself. He finds hilarity where homo meets hetero and leaves no sacred cows undipped, especially the ones we make in the Council of Elder-approved assless checks. I must say I did not write that because you all know that at no point would the word assless chaps come out of my mouth. All chaps have no ass. If they had an ass, they'd be pants. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the editor-in-chief of Leatherati.com, part-time comic and full-time freak, Lauren Berthelsen.
Squeeze kegels on that. That works. Aren't you wearing assless chaps under there, Karen? I'm pretty sure. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Self. Nice to see you guys tonight. How you doing? Yeah? I have to give a... What? Oh, yeah. I have to give a shout-out to Kristen. I popped a cherry today. Kristen had never done public boots before. And check these puppies out. Oh. It was awesome. I love being in the South. Not only do you guys make proper iced tea... Thank you. Oh, in California, you get that like mango acai berry gluten-free some kind of shit. I don't know what the fuck that is. But people here are so friendly. I've been to 3 restaurants since I've been here. All the waitresses wanted to know where I was from, what I was doing here. I told them I was from L.A. and I was here for a kinky leather conference. They all said exactly the same thing. Bless your heart. I thought that was the nicest thing I've ever said to me until someone told me that's a Southern woman for fuck you. What the hell? Oh, man. My sister is very curious about all these leather things I go to, but she can't ask because I'm from a WASP family. If you know about WASP, we don't talk about anything personal. I could walk through her house buck-ass naked on fire, and all she'd say is, have you had breakfast? Oh, I just tell her these events are like Highlander meets Paris Pirates of the Caribbean meets a Rotary Club. It's like kilts, eyeliner, and fundraisers. Nothing quite as good as that. Oh, my God. And how do you explain the whole DSMS thing to people who don't have a fucking clue about what it is? I just tell them it's like marriage, only consensual. That works. That works. Oh, I have not always been kinky, but I have always been gay. Although I did try het sex a couple of times. First time when I was 19 years old, I had sex with this girl. When we finished, and by finished, I mean when I came, because after all, it was het sex. She started crying. I started crying. And before the night was over, we were giving each other manis and petties. Even I knew that wasn't supposed to happen. Oh, the last time was with 2 lesbians. That sounds hot, doesn't it? Guys in the audience? Yeah, that's a straight guy's best nightmare, best dream, right? It was my worst fucking nightmare. The butch one looked like Leah Delaria. All she wanted to do was touch herself while she's watching us. Oh, creep much? Oh, and the femme and I got it on. And despite that, by the time we were done, and by done, I mean when I came, she threw up on me. If I wasn't gay then, I was gay after, trust me. Oh, that will do it for sure. Oh, man. Always been gay. When I was 5 years old, all I wanted for my birthday was a sundress and a pair of clip-on earrings. My demented grandmother, bless her heart, bought them for me, too. Oh, shit. Oh. I still remember being on the sidewalk in front of her house, working it like it was a runway in Milan, up and down and back and forth. Ooh, and my little buzzed head and Buster Brown shoes, I looked just like Jamie Lee Curtis. Only way smaller and way cuter. Oh, but my grandma would not let me wear that shit to Disneyland, though. Apparently it's okay for that to be the happiest place on earth, but I could not make it the gayest place on earth. Oh, I still remember my first gay sex experience, too. Holy shit, I thought I was going to pass out. And then the priest taught me how to breathe through my nose. Oh, you tell that in the wrong audience, people get agitated, too, I got to tell you.
Why do people get all concerned when this, like, talk about gay priests? I mean, let's break it down. It's a bunch of dudes that hang out with other dudes. And if you stick around long enough, you get right around a great big-ass limousine wearing fabulous clothes and one big ring. Oh, get home tonight, figure out I just described the NFL, too. That shit works. Oh, man, that's fun. Oh, by the time I was 7 years old, my parents sent me to summer camp for the first time. Do you know what summer camp is for little gay boys? Speed dating. Woo! When I was 10 years old, I was dating all my older male cousins. And by dating, I mean that game I invented called, "Oh my God, I'll blow you for a quarter." Hey, don't judge me. I always have money for candy, which I spent on blow pops. Seems appropriate somehow. It does make family reunions a little uncomfortable, though, when we push back from the table after a big barbecue dinner and talk about, "Hey, he wants to play a game." That doesn't go over so good. My freshman year in high school, I had a full-time boyfriend. That was hot as shit. Until I got caught giving him a blowjob after gym class. Not so good after that. But my parents had a solution. They decided for my sophomore year, they're going to send me to a boarding school. Unclear on the concept of boarding schools. It was me and 80 guys in tidy whities. Oh, that was the best 6 years of my life. Oh, man. Graduated high school, I decided college is not for me. I'm going to be the world's first super male model. Yes. It looks better when I was 120 pounds, but yes. Oh, I went to the Barbizon School of Modeling in Omaha, Nebraska. I walked in that first day. It was me and 40 farm chicks with names like Connie Wolkowski. Holy shit, I knew the only thing they were going to model was a double wide. Oh, man. It was not successful. Oh, then I discovered disco. It was the 70s. Disco fucking ruled. I love the nightlife. Also looked better as 120. I love the disco. But the one thing I had, did not have, that I wanted more than anything else in life was a pair of cha-cha heels. You guys know what cha-cha heels are? They got those cutaway heels and the sharp pointed toes. I finally found a pair of women's size 12 boots in a department store. Got them stretched out. I could wedge my toes into those if I wore women's hose. And only for 2 hours. Oh, I was driving home from the bar one night, got pulled over by a state patrolman, a Nebraska state patrolman. They are severe as shit. You got those dark uniforms, those Smokey the Bear campaign hats all pulled down low and shit. I said, "Sir, I think you've been drinking. You have to walk the line for me." "Well, I'm wearing new boots. Do you mind if I take them off?" He goes, "No, that's fine." Had that big-ass flashlight, you know, that big 9-cell dildo-looking flashlight. I start to pull my boots off, and I stop. I'm like, fuck. I'm wearing women's hose in Nebraska in 1978. That flashlight did one of these. Not only did I pass that test, we dated for 6 months. Ho! That shit worked out okay. Oh, man. Nowadays, though, I just like to get my kicks by telling people that I'm gay from places where they don't think they have gay people. You know, like Texas. We were down for South Plains Leatherfest last year. Went out to dinner at this restaurant. We're waiting in line. There's this big evangelical woman there. I knew she was evangelical because she had big-ass hair, big-ass makeup, and a Chick-fil-A Prime card with her. Why are evangelicals so obsessed with gay sex? You go online, do a search for evangelical and gay sex, you get 1,838,000 hits. You know how many times Jesus mentioned gay sex? Zero. Thank you. Yes, zero. That's why those ministers keep getting in trouble. You know, they're obsessed with it. Like that guy Haggard a few years ago got popped with that male prostitute and a bag of meth, claimed he wouldn't blow in either one. Girl. Anyway, I'm talking to this woman, introduced myself. I said, "Hey, my name is Lauren." She's like, "Oh, hi." I said, "And this is my husband, Alex." She goes, "Oh." And then it happened, that moment when they get the butt sex visual. Oh. But what's the one thing you always ask married people? "Do you have any kids?" I looked around her at her, very strapping, very handsome, very underage son. I said, "Well, no, ma'am. We'll take yours if you're done with them." Oh, you know what she said. She looked me right in the eye. She goes, "Bless your heart." Oh, man. Oh. You guys know what the expression on the DL is, on the down low? You guys got that around here? Oh, it's big in Los Angeles. It's straight guys looking for gay sex. Is that a fucking oxymoron or what? And they're all over L.A. We call them actors. Yeah. Oh, they're on these apps on the iPhone like Grindr and Scruff. Really, Sir David? You're going to download those right now? You're going to do that? I'm kidding. He already had them. Oh. You can do anything to them, too. It doesn't matter, because they are desperate for gay sex. But do not, cardinal rule, do not kiss them, because that shit's gay. Had a guy at my sling one night. I'm giving him a good ride. I mean, I'm even impressing myself. After we finished, and you know what that means, after I came, exactly, I got a little carried away. I leaned in for a kiss. He goes, dude, I'm not gay. I looked down and said, dude, I'm balls deep. It's a little bit late for that information. Oh, no. Oh. Yeah, from Nebraska. I've been in the leather scene now about 30 years. So that means I have leather older than my boy, which is frightening. So do you exactly. You know how that is. You know, in Nebraska, dating, really, that just means the glory hole. It's like, who's the first person in the glory hole? That's how you date in Nebraska. But there's a cardinal rule in Nebraska in those days. Once you hit 25, you're done. You go home, and you lead your little pitiful gay old queen life out of the limelight. Let somebody else come in. That sounds terrible. I moved to San Francisco in the mid-'80s. Yeah. I met guys there in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s who were having hot leather sex. Oh, guys like Daddy Allen Selby, the original Mr. S from Mr. S Leathers, a charming gentleman with an upper crust British accent who would fuck anything that walked and would stand still. He was an awesome dude. Daddy Philip Turner from Daddy's Bar in the Castro. Oh, man. John Janesco from the Cal Eagles. They took it as their personal mission to immorally corrupt me as quickly as possible. Daddy Philip took me to the Eagle the first time. I was terrified. The SF Eagle, the pinnacle of everything debaucherous that happens in San Francisco, the Eagle. It took me an hour to work up the nerve to walk out on the patio. You get out there, it's pitch black. Little pools of red light up in the corner. You can see guys up there, silhouette, caps pulled down low, checking it out. I went up to the cruise rail. There were two guys there, head to toe leather, caps, jackets, chaps, assless chaps, boots, had shit hanging off them like chains and keys and rope and kitchen sinks. I don't know, all kinds of shit down in there. I wanted to hear what they're saying. They're talking to each other. They're grasping beers in their leather-clad hands. Like, damn, what are they talking about? It must be like some debaucherous thing. They're going to like kidnap some boy. Yes, please. And take him off and do something nefarious with him. Got up there just in time to hear the one guy say to the other one, no, girl, use the whip stitch. That way it won't unravel. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. It is so true. Old drag queens don't die. They just turn to leather. That's how it works. Oh. Daddy Allen told me he was going to take me to the sleaziest bar in San Francisco. I thought, this is really going to say something. The sleaziest bar in San Francisco. How the hell do you do that? Took me to a bar called The Brig. Oh. Well, I was terrified. I didn't know what's going to happen. I'm all tired. Walking in the front door. I'm like, ah. There's two guys playing pinball over here. A bored bartender over here. And two guys talking about fucking opera over here. Pavarotti or some shit. I don't know. I'm like, what? So I buy a beer. I step back. And maybe the back room is a little bit more action. So I step forward. I take two steps. I look. He's being fisted while he's talking about opera. Now we're talking. Now we've got the most debaucherous bar in San Francisco. See, I understand all about the leather kinky side of it, the gay leather side of it. I do not understand the het kinky side sometimes. I got to be honest. I'm going to make some confessions tonight. Hopefully I won't offend anybody. I do not understand littles. In the gay leather community, we're not after littles. We're after biggies. If you get my meaning, it's all right. Oh, I'm talking about biggies. I don't know, whatever, you know. You can grow them up young and be big, too. It's all right. But littles. We have furries. Maybe that counts. Like, you cross a little with a furry, what do you get? My Little Pony? You know? Oh, you think that's sexy? Oh, pedophilia. There we go. Pedophilia. It takes a second. Oh. But I figure the natural progression of our community, the way we fucking love contests, it's only a matter of time before we have the International Littles Master Contest. Oh! Can you see that shit? The play parties will be nothing but little doctor scenes up in the corners and shit. You're like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Oh. And the contest. Oh, my God. Like little leather onesies and shit. Wesco booties. Come on. Little master's caps with little furry ears on top. Oh, it'd be awesome. Oh, and the onstage fantasy scene? It'd be a flogging using those little streamers like you had on a bicycle when you were a kid. Oh, yeah, you like that? You like that? Yeah, yeah. Mom! Oh. International Littles Master. Oh, I can see it now. Little tiny sash. Oh. And corsets. I gotta be honest, I do not understand corsets. The first time I saw a woman wearing a corset was at South Plains Leather Fest. I'm across the lobby, and from across the lobby, I can see the most impressive cleavage I have ever seen in my life. And that's saying something. I had to walk over and tell her what an amazing cleavage that was. I walked over, introduced myself, I said, "That is an amazing cleavage." It took me 5 minutes to realize she was standing away from me, facing away from me. Oh! I told you I didn't understand it. I'm a little unclear. I could motorboat that, I guess. I don't know. It's like, you know, might work. Man. Things you don't understand. Anybody here been to Southwest Leather Conference? Yeah. Oh, the woo. Oh, not woohoo. It's not like a chocolate drink. Or like your neighbor, woohoo. It's woo. I got a little confession to make about that. Woo scares the fuck out of me. It takes me right back to that place my grandmother would drag me kicking and screaming to the Pentecostal snake handling Church of God tent revival meetings. Oh, and there is no place that young gay boy is less comfortable, trust me. And then I thought to think about it. I said, you know, it kind of is the same thing, isn't it? Because we both handle snakes, right? And we both talk in tongues, don't we? Yea, though I walk through the masked munch in the shadow of Rack, I will fear no mercy. For my bi-poly switch DM will guide me to MSC, SPLF, NWLC, and SELF, of course. Don't forget that. Oh, and my BOI will lead me to my Gorian home. Oh, that's how that works out. Man. Another thing I don't understand is the whole propensity for BDSM flair. Gay guys have a very clear path through BDSM. BDSM starts here and it ends here with butt sex. It's clear. It's clear. Bondage, butt sex. Flogging, butt sex. Oh, no, not in the het community. Het dom's got to strut a little bit. Got to kick up some dust up on the stage and shit. Got to get out there and make some shit known, right? I feel like we did a song for that, like, pom-poms on doms and butt blasters for masters. These are a few of my favorite things. Please, please, please don't kill me later. Oh, man. I decided that I was going to go see this SoCal top, this dom guy in SoCal. He's got a real well-known flogger in SoCal. So I went to go see him at this demo thing with a demo bottom. Why can't we just have real bottoms? Because if I'm going into the scene, I'm bringing a real dick for the real butt sex, right? Okay, so I don't want no demo bottoms. So I got that right. Oh, but it was quite an event. They had a stage set up. They had the Council of Elders approved flogging apparatus, a.k.a. a cross, a.k.a. two 2x4s nailed together. Oh, on the wall, exactly. Beautifully illuminated with het track lighting, a.k.a. fluorescence. Oh, that's mean, I know. I know, see? I told you, no sacred cows. And then the audience hushed, because from off stage, two certified masters were bringing the demo bottom forward. I knew they were certified because they were wearing caps. They brought the demo bottom forward. They placed him against the Council of Elders approved apparatus, secured the demo bottom with rope that had been bound from or been woven from virgin alpaca butt. When they stepped back, I noticed there was a tattoo on the demo bottom's shoulder. It was a leather pride flag. It had been tattooed by someone who knew someone who once sat next to Tony DeBlas at an NLA meeting. Oh, authenticity. Now we're going there. Oh. The audience hushed even more because the demo top was coming in, approaching with that proper solemn gait. Serious, as demanded the occasion. Approached the demo bottom. Addressed the blank canvas, the sacred canvas of the demo bottom's back. Of course, we had to have a little namaste. Required. Requisite, look it up. And then it started. And it was glorious. Oh, the flogger came out. And it was here. And it was there. And it was around. And it was back. And it was up. And it was down. It was over the hill and through the dale. It was everywhere except on the demo bottom's back. After 10 minutes of this shit, finally one gigantic swoop onto the demo bottom's back, who collapsed under the weight of it in nirvanic ecstasy. Oh, whew. My husband calls that Cirque de Flage. Oh. You know me. I just want to know where the butt sex is. That's all. When do we get to the butt sex? Oh, a few years ago, I went to MSC for the first time. You guys been to MSC? Another good event, right? I had never really delved into the whole master-slave thing. Changed my fucking life. An entire dynamic where it's all about me? What the fuck? Sign me up. All about me? I am up for this stuff. I left there. I immediately founded my own leather family. Old guard. None of this gay shit was switch this and switch that. Oh, no. Old guard shit. I call it California Castle Condor. Figure it's only appropriate to be an old guard that our sigil is something that's almost extinct. Makes sense to me. Oh. And of course, I quickly discovered what's the most important thing about a leather family? Trust, honor, fuck no. Protocol manuals. Oh no. I wrote a manual that was 700 pages long. 699 for the slaves and one for me. It was a work of art. The first page stated that the entire manual must be recited daily by the slaves in attendance, alliteratively in Elvish. Who else is wet? Who's wet? Who's wet right now? Come on, come on. Oh, holy fuck. Oh my God. At the end of my year, I had 42 service submissives, 24 queer questioning coffee tables, 2 BOYs, a duke, and a drag queen. Yep, and every day, every glorious day, was filled with absolutely no butt sex. Thank you very much. You guys have been great. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I told you he was funny. I told you. All right, let's bring Slave Pat to the stage. A warm round of applause for her speech.
At 50, I had no clue who I was or what made me happy. I had a nice car, a decent house, 2 good jobs, and a husband we won't talk about. And while I wasn't miserable. Something was missing. When I look around, I hear so many of us talking about the new generation. Who's going to teach our young? I'd like you to take a moment and think about the more mature generation that you've met and who are still looking for their path. And have we set them aside? Have we helped them as much as we could? How many times have you heard someone say, I went to that munch, but I wasn't part of the clique. I didn't feel comfortable. I believe it's more difficult for the more mature to enter that munch to find out who they are, who we are, and what we're about, than the young and the invincible. I've had so many people that have entered my life and have guided me on my journey, and I'm so thankful that for that. At 62, I can proudly say I am a slave. And at 62... I can proudly say I can take care of that slave. It is very important for us to teach our young, but it's very important for us to learn from our young. It's a two-way street. How am I going to address this issue? I plan on getting out to as many nursing homes as possible. Okay, that might be a little extreme. I plan to get out to as many munches as possible and encourage our young, as well as everyone, to aid and guide those more mature. I'm working on a website to address some of the issues of the more mature. God knows I know. And I plan on just spreading the word and encouraging those that I meet. Thank you.
All right, now I'd like to bring to the stage Southeast Boot Black 2013 Madeline for her step down speech.
Good evening, everybody. So it's really hard to see everybody with these lights on. I thought I could see some faces, but it's really difficult. Good evening to your boots as well. So. Before I forget what I'm about to say, I just wanted to tell everybody in the Southeast, thank you, and I love you. And I'm going to get extremely verklempt through this. Thank you for allowing me to represent you this year. It's been an amazing title year. I wanted to also thank Catherine for letting me be myself through this year. It was really important for me to be able to express myself in a manner that was comfortable for me. And as an introvert and a title holder, that sometimes becomes very difficult. But I was in many places as I could be, representing the Southeast the best that I could be. So to the Southeast family, I just wanted to say thank you. A year ago, I stood up on this stage and I asked the question, what is leather? And I knew that every story that I got to hear from every one of you at every event, that I would learn just a little bit more about what leather is. And what I learned is I learned I have a leather family. Every one of you is family to me. Thank you to the title holders that just made this an amazing year. We have our secret chatter messages, which was really important for support throughout the year. And I love each and every one of you. And I'm so proud to be part of your family. And I'm very proud to be part of the family of the Southeast. The message I wanted to send across was the things that I learned was that it's important to have integrity as a person, as a leather person. To really to speak truth and just to be yourself. And for that, I feel like I was able to successfully represent you. But it's not only title holders that have this responsibility, it's each and every one of you. So I do challenge each and every one of you to have integrity, be true to yourself, and share the truth with everyone you meet. Throughout this year as a title holder, there were many, many events that I have been a part of, Mid-Atlantic Leather, IML, a lot of other events, a lot of charities, Scarlett's Bake Sale. But throughout that time, the things that I remember most are the conversations that I had with each and every one of you, Columbia Leather Order, all of your pledges that came up and talked to me during Southern Soul and asked me questions for signatures. I remember all of those stories. And I remembered a lot of the stories along the way, sharing just time with River and Optimus during MAL and during a lot of the other events. MSC, I got to meet the Brothers of Onyx. I don't know if we have any Brothers of Onyx out there. And I just recently became an associate member of the Mid-Atlantic chapter of Onyx because of that. So I became family. But it wasn't until really April at LLC that I realized that I had really become part of a leather family. I was part of the bootblacks up at LLC. And they put us in this very bizarre location. I don't know if anybody was at LLC, but we were supposed to be bootblacking for the cigar bar, but the cigar bar was smack in the middle of a very busy Philly street. And there was, like, no chairs, nothing set up. We were pretty much, they were like, well, Madeline can handle it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I walked in there. We got some chairs and kind of did a makeshift bootblack stand. And what was amazing was we sat there with nobody around us. It was just tables. And sure enough, of course, members of the Southeast family came and sat down in those chairs and came and sat down around us and shared their stories. And they made what started off as the most awkward and kind of uncomfortable situation into the most amazing, amazing event for me. That single-handedly, learning about stories about slaves who take away spanking benches, men who open doors and are known as door holders for a period of time. Love them. Thank you so much. I see you guys over there. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your lives with me. And then it was at the Tradesman Run. Oh my gosh, that is the most, if you've never been before, please attend the Tradesman Run. That is the most heartfelt, amazing event that I went to. And I got to meet some of the most amazing, amazing men who shared a little bit of like their lives. I talked to Danny and how he took some water overrun and made water the entire garden for the woodshed and made this amazing garden for the community. And just the heart and soul of the tradesmen made me realize when I went there that I was part of this amazing family and this amazing group of people that make up the Southeast. And at IML, I felt very comfortable, finally. I wasn't so comfortable at MAL, but I finally felt comfortable to stand up and walk in front with my title and represent the Southeast. I felt very confident. So throughout this year, I grew so much as a person, as a leather woman, as a bootblack, and as part of the Southeast family. I grew so much. And for that, I just want to thank you for being a part of that. So now full circle, what is leather? I just want to thank you guys for being part. I mean, this here self, this new judging criteria, this new event, the amazing people that are here. I know Sabina and Mike are somewhere in the audience as well, down from Maryland. Thank you for joining us. This whole thing is another chapter of leather history, and you all are a part of that leather history. So thank you for letting me share this part of leather history with each and every one of you. And now we turn the page for the next set of title holders and bootblacks that will represent the Southeast. And I hope that you will support them just as much and love them just as much as you loved me and supported me. So I just wanted to say thank you for everything this year.
Okay, now let's bring to the stage Master Mustang and Slave Philly for their hot wearing pop question. Yay! You're very welcome. I will give you this and we will play word association games. Ready?
Yes.
Asparagus.
Yuck.
Chicken.
Barbecue.
Aardvark.
Ant.
What?
My slave Philly.
All right, your question is, what trait do you believe a master should not demonstrate, and why?
A master should not demonstrate anger and should not demonstrate falsehood, because you're representing everybody. And if you're not honest with yourself and you can't be honest with anybody else, or you get upset over little things, you're not in control. And if you're not in control, you can't control somebody else.
Hi. Hi. Let's play word association games. Ready? Yes. Asparagus.
Butter.
Chicken.
Italian.
Aardvark.
Desert.
And what?
Master Mustang.
Okay, and the question is, what scared you about slavery initially, and how did you move past it?
The fact that I wanted to represent Master Mustang the way he expected me to represent him. I wanted to make sure that I could honor him in all things that I did.
All right, thank you very much. All right, time for digital participation. Yay for voting. I gave everybody the same words because that was the only way that I could think of that made it made sense to me that it would be unilateral across the board. I was looking for P was the answer to asparagus. Thank you. Can you tell I spent a lot of time at gay leather events? Hawk was the answer to chicken. That one would have worked too. Aardvark is my conversational safe word. So if you start talking about shit I don't want to hear, I'm just going to aardvark and off I go. And wet because it was funny. So there you go. There's the rationalization for why the hell did she pick those words? That's why I picked the words. Okay, yay, parade of colors. Come on down. We will start with Columbia Leather Order, North Alabama Spanking and Social Alternatives, the Red Chair, the Chicago Leather Club, Mast Greater Chicago. I'm from Chicago. It is greater. The Tradesmen, the Trident Knights, Mast, the Tar Heel Leather Club, Low Country Leather, Onyx, of which I am also an associate member, believe it or not, the Dyke Uniform Corps, the Carter Johnson Library, and, of course, the Council of Elders. Yes, because I can, because it's funny, and I am all about the funny. Actually, there are three Backpatch Fests for the Council of Elders. That's one of them. I would like to now bring to the stage for her step-down speech, Miss Southeast Leather Fest 2013, Philosophy.
What a fucking year. I've had probably one of the best years of my damn life. And I can say thank you to a lot of people, but there are a few people here that I have to mention. One, Nefarious. Neff told me to pull this stick out of my ass a long time ago. And for those of y'all that were here, y'all know what I'm talking about. I want to say thank you. To Lady Catherine. Because when I had said I was not going to run for a title ever. Because I am not fucking politically correct. And a couple years ago, Catherine caught me in the hallway at the hotel and said, "Why the hell ain't you on my stage?" And I said, and I was dead serious, "Catherine, you do not want to hear what I got to say." And she looked at me and she said, "Bring it." And I said, "Okay." And then I said to Neff, I said, "Oh, fuck, what did I just do?" I want to thank Lady D. Because for all my boldness and all my non-political shit that comes out of my mouth, she reminds me all the time to do it with love and to keep love in my heart for my community and to love everybody and not just the damn people that I like, to love those people that I don't like even more. I want to thank country. Country's been behind the scenes for a long time, and he reminds me to stay humble in every damn thing I do. I want to thank all of you in this room and all of these people that have hosted me over this last year for giving me a bed, New Orleans for all the food, oh my God, for all the support. I can't say I learned a whole damn lot this year. You know, because to me, being a title holder was about representing a contest and being out there and trying to get people to come. You know, that's what it used to be. It used to be about tops and bottoms and going to the damn bar and cruising, fucking, fisting, and coming. And that was my damn statement this year. And I promised last year that I was going to spend my title year doing that. Yes, I have. I have put my feet in more assholes. And I have enjoyed the hell out of it. And if I can leave y'all with just one thing, it would be loud. Be fucking loud. Stand the fuck up for what you believe in. But do it with love. Thank you all.
Right, no more.
Hey.
What?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Can I have this one more minute? Because y'all know I forget shit. Okay. Paula, where are you? Would you stand up? Sarah, where are you? Y'all see these two women? They are some of the most awesome fucking women I have ever met. They coached me for international. They listened to me cry, whine, bitch, and they were there for me all the way. And they do so much for so many people. Thank you, and thank you. And we have a date tonight. Thank you.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Sponsors, please. Pretty Please with Sugar on Top. And now the charming and delightful Catherine Gross.
And Miss Betty. Thank you, darling. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a promise of good things to come. Mm-hmm. So our first sponsor has been absolutely amazing with us. It is unusual to find such unbelievable support from a single individual. Given that and the particular nature, we're giving her something that isn't a plaque. To Jennifer? Yes, yes, yes.
Hurry.
So for you, based upon what we know about you, you make self fly, and this is particular to you. Thank you. Without your support this year, we could not have stepped up our game in the ways that we did. It was amazing. Thank you. So our next sponsor, again, amazing support, is our principal event sponsor, and that is Starship Enterprises. Yes. They have a fabulous store just a couple miles from our hotel. We cannot thank you enough for everything you do for us. So y'all make sure and go to the store. They have what you really need. Yes. Thank you so much. Our next sponsor has been with us several years. Their ongoing support has provided quality education for you. They are our workshop sponsor and one of our favorite vendors, Orchid and Serpent. You'll have to go and shop. I bought something fabulous from them. It is a tail, and there's a remote control, and whoever gets to wear this tail, I can make it wag. Yes, it isn't often I see new toys I must have. Thank you so very much. Ooh, thank you so very much for wearing that. Yes. Woo. Thank you again. Our next sponsor, unfortunately, could not be here with us this evening. They made it halfway here, and it's Leather Masters, who does our patches, etc. So we wish for their continued health. And I know y'all know them. They're incredible. These sponsors are amazing human beings. They came to self, and they found a camaraderie, which, that's wonderful, we all do. But they gave us their compassion. We are looking at sponsors who gave $1,000 to start the scholarship fund, Capricorn Witch and Slave Ivy. Incredible amounts of generosity. Yes. Thank you two so much. Awesome. Our platinum sponsor is Claw. I think several of you know a little bit about Claw. They have been a wonderful charitable. Yes, the pups absolutely know a little something about that. Our other platinum sponsor, House of Pain. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. Every year, something sparkly comes this way. No, thank you so much for making it possible. Our step-down sponsor, who helps supply the means to afford the yummy, yummy baker. Did you like the food for the step-down reception? Yes. All baked by Willow, who's here this weekend. Amazing. And the sponsor that allowed it to happen, CAPEX. Yeah. Our technology sponsor, who throws one of the hottest parties in Atlanta. And it really is days and days of nonstop partying. You know, I plan vacation for after attending. Frolicon, our technology sponsor. Yes. And we love them. Always our tally of fame. We had a dance coming into the weekend that, I'm going to tell you, y'all missed it. There was a Soul Train line, which, yes, I had recalled that, but...
question. What Soul Train?
Well, I can say this about that. My workload just lightened for the year. Woof. Yes. Well, the old cannot be expected. No, don't go there. Leave it alone. Let the age walk out of the room. Okay. So we had a fabulous dance called Self Foreplay, and let me tell you what, it so lived up to it. I had a ball. And we have House of Trade, please tell me I did not brutalize the name, and First Capital Finance. Did I pronounce it correctly? No, then tell me. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for your continued support and for teaching an old dog new tricks. Yes, thank you. Our medallion sponsor isn't with us this evening, but we so appreciate her. She makes the lanyards out of chainmail every year. Carol Kemmler, otherwise known as Boy Randy's mom. Our other sponsor... You might not recognize the name. It's actually our MC sponsor. It's a company called O Virginia. They're in Richmond, Virginia. And it happens to be owned by O Daryl Flick. Yes. Our Saturday Dungeon sponsor is a fabulous place to get on your groove. In Greenville, South Carolina, they will absolutely treat you right, and they have a beautifully appointed dungeon, the Warehouse. Our Thursday night dungeon sponsor, a group I'm sure so many of you know and love, Whippersnappers. Yes. Levi's Leather and Libation sponsor, Sir David Labriola. Yes. One of our raffle sponsors, who donated that vacation that we find out who wins tomorrow? Obi and Angel. Yes. 2 years of title holders. There we go. Oh, look at this hotness coming this way. Uh-huh. Ooh. Yes. Our silver sponsor, Pleasure Bound. Another raffle sponsor who did those fabulous baskets that, trust me, I did pick through. Stammering, is there a better recommendation than that? It's like, oh, they were sex baskets. Perfect. Generous goddess. And thank you to the Tar Heel Leather Club for being the Leather Quilt sponsor. Yes. Yes. Stuckery cuts. Ooh. No, but it did breed imagination. Thank you. Okay, our Emerald sponsor, Mast. Thank you, ma'am. So how many of y'all enjoyed the coffee delivery this morning? Mm-hmm. Thank you to Nevco for sponsoring and running the service brigade. Which I also have to say, this is also the woman who conceived Wingnut Herd starting the show last night with all the ponies. Wasn't that yummy? Yes. So every year we give away an award. It is our Community Service Award. Long tradition of that, even with changing the name. Our winner this year has been a member of the community for about 20 years. Some quotes about the winner. I think it's time we recognize her for the work she did to provide a place for so many of us to learn. I learned so much there and have the skills to show for it. Another quote. Her mission for years has been keeping love in the lifestyle and to teach loving kindness by showing it to everyone. She reminds us that when things do not go well or how we expect it to go, that we should listen, that it's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about her. It's not about any one person. It is about all of us. One person never makes a community. Another quote. She is an icon for people of color in our community. Over the years, her work has encouraged both women and men in our community to be and to build the change they would like to see. I have the special honor to call her Mama, and she has been just that. Anytime I have needed some guidance and love, she's been there. She is always available to share her experience and love with her children and the larger community. There were many people who wrote, and many quotes I could have given. This award winner founded People Exchanging Power for People of Color in 2001 and helped organize Onyx Pearl Southeast, a women's organization focused on female camaraderie, community awareness, and service. Onyx Pearls is a sister organization of the Southeast Men of Onyx. She ran People Exchanging Power, otherwise known as Pep House, for 13 years in Atlanta. Many people have walked through those doors to see their lives forever changed. People learned, grew, became, and they found out who they were through the opportunity to play and learn. Actually, I know personally there were times she allowed me to play well past the hour of closing. And I'm not talking an hour, I'm talking till the sun rose. And that, yeah. It's a gift. Over the last 20 years, she spent an enormous amount of time playing, opening doors for others to better themselves, and ensuring that people of the Southeast had a place to play, laugh, and commune. She also ensured that that space was inclusive. She welcomed all groups. She was supportive of the other venues that existed at the time, like the Sanctuary. Groups could come and announce what they were doing all over Atlanta. And all the places in Atlanta did that then. Yes, she welcomed everyone of any persuasion and saw difference not as something to tolerate or even accept, but as simply it is a part of the whole. It is with pleasure I announce that our 2014 Self Community Service Award goes to Lady D.
I need to tell a really quick story. Karen will appreciate this. Getting this award means, like, all the world to me. But it's really funny getting it, because the last time that I saw Karen, she was scolding me like a bad schoolgirl.
You know, that's why we can't go to good places, because you're rolling on the floor
with another woman, which I will keep unnamed. We just had a moment and forgot that we was in a public venue and kind of got good to us. So we're in long evening gowns, looking just like now, just as fine as we want to be, rolling around on the carpet. I thought that I probably would never be able to set foot in Southeast Leatherfest ever again. So to get an award, I'm just thrilled and tickled damn pink.
Oh my God. Thank you. So this year we had scholarships, and you've heard something about that. We still have funds for these scholarships, but we also need to thank Tank Teachworth. He joined our committee because we truly have separation with these scholarships, where they are anonymous with the people who are picked. It is not the executive committee, and there is an awarding committee. Thank you, Tank, for donating your time and your review and being part of that. We appreciate it more than we can tell you. So with both scholarships, we thank you so much, and spread the word. Financial difficulty will not prevent your entry into SELF. Our doors are open to you. Thank you so very much, and without further ado, I know we have winners.
Thank you, darling. I do. So I would like to call our current title holders to the stage, please. Madeline Sparkle, Southeast Poop Black 2013. Boy River, Southeast Leatherfest Boy 2013. Flossie, Miss Southeast Leatherfest 2013. Optimus, Mr. Southeast Leatherfest 2013. And before I get to this, I want to thank the stage crew. Please, a big round of applause to Harley, to Country, to Ronan. Oh my God, you guys rock so hard. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for making me look good. Thank you for making me sound good. You guys did an amazing job. Thank you very much from the bottom of my cold little black heart. Thank you. All right, here we go. Ms. Southeast Leatherfest, give it up for Slave Pat. Your new Southeast boot black, Blackjack. And your Southeast master slave, Master Kevin and Slave Fairy. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great night. Now we're going to do pictures, and we're going to do what's called the title holder samba. Here's my card. Call me if you need me. Here's, right? So we're going to do that. And so everybody have a great night, and thank you so much. And give it up again for our winners.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza, click on your back button.